Everyone was seated around the table as the food was being served. When little Johnny received his plate, he started eating straight away. "Johnny, wait until we have said our prayer," his mother reminded him. "I don't have to," the little boy replied. "Of course you do," his mother insisted. "We say a prayer before eating at our house." "That's at our house," Johnny explained. "But this is Grandma's house, and she knows how to cook." Yes, my friends, we come across such a funny people in our lives. And today we celebrate the presentation of the Lord. This is a combined feast commemorating the Jewish practice of the purification of the mother after childbirth and the presentation of the child in the temple. In 1997, Pope John Paul II designated the Feast of the Presentation of the Lord as the annual World Day of Consecrated Life. The Mosaic Law taught that since every Jewish male child belonged to Yahweh, the parents had to buy back the child or redeem him with the payment of 5 shekels to be a member of the priestly family. In addition, every mother had to be purified after childbirth by prayers and the sacrifice of a lamb or 2 turtle doves for the poor in the temple. Joseph kept these laws as an act of obedience to God. By the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the old, pious, spirit-filled Simeon and the very old, prayerful, fasting widow Anna, both of whom who had been waiting for the revelation of God's salvation, were present in the temple the day Joseph and Mary brought Jesus to present him to the Father in heaven. Simeon recognized Jesus as the Lord's anointed one, and in his prayer of blessing, he prophesied that Jesus was meant to be the glory of Israel and a light of revelation to the Gentiles. While he blessed Mary, Simeon warned that her child would be set for the fall and rising of many in Israel and for a sign of contradiction, and that a sword will pierce through your own soul. Simeon was prophesying both the universal salvation that would be proclaimed by Jesus and the necessity of suffering in the mission of the Messiah. Thus, this is the encounter between Jesus and his people when Mary and Joseph brought their child to the temple in Jerusalem. The first encounter between Jesus and his people, represented by Simeon and Anna. It was also the first encounter within the history of the people, a meeting between the young and the old. The young were Mary and Joseph with their infant son, and the old were Simeon and Anna, 2 people who often went to the temple. Saint Luke underlines more than once that they were guided by the Holy Spirit. He says Simeon was a righteous and devout man, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and that the Holy Spirit was upon him. He says that it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And finally, that he went to the temple inspired by the Spirit. He says Anna was a prophetess, that is, she was inspired by God, and that she was always worshipping with fasting and prayer in the temple. In brief, these 2 elders are full of life. They are full of life because they are enlivened by the Holy Spirit, obedient to his action, sensitive to his calls. In the light of this gospel scene, let us look at consecrated life as an encounter with Christ. It is he who comes to us, led by Mary and Joseph, and we go towards him guided by the Holy Spirit. He is at the center. He moves everything. He draws us to the temple, to the church, where we can meet him, we can recognize him, we can welcome him, we can embrace him. Although we were officially presented to God on the day of our baptism, we present ourselves and our dear ones on the altar before God our Father through our Savior Jesus Christ at every Holy Eucharist that we celebrate. Hence, we need to live our daily lives with awareness, both that we are dedicated people, consecrated to God, and that we are obliged to lead holy lives.